Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you, saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, and those that also call 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear your prayer praises, prayer requests, comments, questions, and any of those good things as we get the old gospel bus, the Six Eyes gospel bus, rolling out tonight. And we're going to get started with Ruth giving us a word of prayer. Amen.
Okay. Dear Lord, we love and praise your name tonight for the program, and hopefully somebody will get blessed or saved or healed or some miracle will happen to them. And we just love and praise your name and want to enjoy the program together in you. We love you, precious.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ruth, for that. And we always are praying for that soul who is nearest hell, because the Bible does say, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be your day. And you can get in contact with us later, as we will give you an email address that you can contact with us. And you'll be able to let us know of your newfound joy, and we'd be glad to hear from you. All right, so let's get rolling out with some good songs here tonight, as we get rolling with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study. Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers!
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Now, Ruth, you better watch those chips on the old gospel bus. Our bus monitor is now with us. She'll get after you. And Emily, we're just going to have to keep an eye on those kitties. We don't want them parking on the bus, gospel bus. You'll have to clean up after them if you do. Amen.
All right, Missionary Ken. You keep it up, you're going to get it.
Well,
even
hey, you're the one that'll get it.
Is hurting tonight. You better watch it, buddy. And Rube better not be making a mess on the gospel bus. Don't make me get up, Rube.
Right. And if,
actually, I was pretty good tonight. I finished eating my chips, so I'm good.
Well, let's say it this way. If your kitties, Emily, park on the gospel bus and Six finds out about it, you'll be the one in trouble.
Ha, ha, ha. They got a potty box on the gospel bus, okay?
All right. Well, they better use it.
No, they do.
All right.
They ain't kitties to go parking all over the bus. They'll go in there.
All right. All right. So you usually have lots of prayer requests and that kind of thing in, so we're going to let you go ahead.
Okay. Basically, still for my Aunt Lois. She's still recovering from COVID. Be praying that Friday when Mom has this meeting with the social worker and the doctor, that will determine when she's being released.
Okay.
Also be praying for me because I'm not feeling so kosher tonight.
Of course you're not feeling kosher. You're a pork chop.
You keep it up, Ken. You're going to get it.
Actually, I think she's Jewish, so she would probably be allowed to have kosher.
Well, the pork chops aren't kosher. That's why I said she said she's not feeling kosher. I said, of course not. She's a pork chop.
Keep it up, Kenny. You were being bad enough in the store today, okay? Don't be bad tonight just being the bus driver, okay?
And what's worse is since she likes hot dogs, those aren't kosher either. Those are made out of pork. You can't have those.
Maybe we should have a cookout. That's it, honey. We'll make pork chops and we'll have lots of cookout.
The only kind of hot dogs you can have, if you want to eat kosher, you'd have to have beef.
What about turkey?
Those would be kosher, but you can't have pork.
Nah, doggone it.
But Emily wants to be a pork chop at a kosher wedding.
Ha ha, funny wise guy. Also,
that way she could kind of feel. That way she could kind of feel out of place.
Kenny, there is one other prayer request from me.
All right. I knew it was coming.
Okay, just be praying because tonight I am so swollen I can barely move.
All right. Well, while we're doing that, we'll go into our next song here, which I think everybody will enjoy, and then we'll get moving on with the old gospel bus, and then we'll come back to you in a short.
Hey,
Tim, all right.
Honey, I got a different request.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Who was the artist on that last song you played, Ken?
Huh?
Isn't that Six's song?
No, that was Fred Hammond here in our praise.
Fred Hammond?
Yeah,
okay.
But do
Fred
you know
Hammond.
Who the author was of that?
That was Fred Hammond.
Okay.
Hammond organ, okay.
Fred Hammond here in our praise. That's who that was.
Oh, okay. Now go ahead, Drew, with your
problem.
Place.
I got a problem. I tried to get a hold of my cousin Marilyn because she lost her husband Jim sometime back, you guys knew. Well, I don't have her phone number no more. So when I called the operator to get it, I called through and it did not answer. So I got to find her. She should be down the harbor somewhere, but I want to at least check on how she's doing.
Well, we'll pray that that works out too. All right, so here we go with our next song. Okay, everybody?
Yeah, let's boogie.
I've been going through way too long. I can't believe I'm still holding on. Been trying hard to increase my faith, but it feels like it's way too late. The preacher said it's already done. If I believe in Jesus the Son, I got a feeling that it might be right. I'm in the tunnel, but I see the light. I can't repeat this fine goal again. I feel I didn't deserve. Still I know it came to make me stronger, but I don't wanna deal with it no longer. Today I wipe these tears from my eyes. I appreciate this gift called life. I can't repeat this cycle again. Oh, 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 oh. Today
sing it. right now. Right now. Right now. Things are changing right now.
Right now.
Right now.
My past is over.
Right now.
Future looks much brighter.
Right now.
Because
of what you really want. The Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air, the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Ruth. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm so down. All I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Ruth, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. And now it is time to go into our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
All right, Ruthie, one more time.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
And that once again is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, which tells us that the fulfilling of the law is found in this one statement, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. And that's all we need to do. And we will fulfill the whole law by loving our neighbor. And our neighbor is anybody we get in contact with. It doesn't have to be just the person right next door to us, or an apartment next door, or apartment above us, or apartment below us, whatever. But anybody we run in contact with is our neighbor. So love them as we would love ourselves. Then we fulfill the royal law. Once again, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14. Amen. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vestibula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while.
I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now. Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
And hey, that there wreck sounded like that was a multi-car pile up there, amen. So it pays not to text and drive, amen. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, amen. As we get rolling along here, some more on the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. And tonight, Ruth is going to be taking us in Bible prophecy to a very unique place tonight. She is going to be talking about true Bible prophecy. Amen.
Yeah, because you got to watch out for the people in the world that give you false doctrine.
So it's not false Bible prophecy, but what is true Bible prophecy? Amen. All right, so we're going to play our next song and see who, and then we're going to come back to you, our callers, and see who's all with us. Amen.
Looking out for me when I think of every up and down I
Moss, that may be all right. Everything may be all right and okay, but there's one problem with that, Em. Get your coffee, Em. Problem with it is?
What's that?
Oh, there she is.
You know what the problem is when Jay Moss says it's all right and okay? There ain't a left side.
You're crazy.
It's got to be all whole. You know, it's like that guy who was in a car wreck and it took off the whole left side of his car, and he's all right.
Well, you're bad.
Well, he did. It took off all the left side of his car, and he's all right. Emily will get that next week.
Behave, Kenny.
We're having a good time. Yeah, we're having a good time on the gospel bus tonight.
We got to have fun, you know.
Yep.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
I just got a text that popped in.
Uh-huh.
My friend Shonda texted me asking for prayer for her grandmother. They just had to rush her to the ER.
Okay. And you know what you need to do with Shonda? Invite her to listen in on the Six Eyes Radio Network to the Wednesday night Bible study.
I invited her this evening, and she said, right now my mind's on Grandma Lynn. I said,
right.
Totally
well,
understandable,
hey,
baby.
Guess what? There's always next week, right?
My guy told her just when she knows what's going on with Grandma, then text me, and then maybe if need be, she could call in and listen in.
Right. Well, like I said, there's always next week. Amen.
Hey, Ken, got a question for you, bud.
Uh-huh.
Is there a lot of pigging out on the gospel bus?
As long as you ain't making crumbs like Ruthie likes to do. Ruthie likes to make crumbs.
Actually, what I did tonight is I ate my chips and I put them away, and then I ate some marshmallow and had pop and ice cream.
Yeah, well, you like making crumbs on the gospel bus, and Six told you not to do that, Ruth.
I'm trying. Maybe you guys will forgive me, and Six will, too.
Because you don't clean up after yourself, Ruthie. That's the problem.
I usually sweep up.
Yeah, well, you don't get the broom and sweep up. You have to leave it for the poor bus monitor, but leave all the work to Emily.
Or I might just get the vacuum.
Yeah,
hey,
you leave all the work for Emily.
Hey, Kenny.
Right, Em?
She'll probably forgive me, and I'll just give her hugs.
Right, Em? She leaves all the work to you, doesn't she?
Yep. But I'm over here picking out on Chips Ahoy cookies.
Ah, there we go.
She's had cookies. I have my ice cream. So we all scream for ice cream, and remember, don't forget you'll freeze your teeth and give your tongue a sleigh ride. Oh, you guys never heard that? Freeze your teeth and give your tongue a sleigh ride.
Well, hey, what did you guys think of the weather today?
I liked it.
It was a little chilly.
Well, you know what? Guess what Jamie Grace has to say?
Huh?
Jamie Grace says it's a beautiful day.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's boogie.
All right, let's do it. Jamie Grace, a beautiful day.
could hold me, this child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And beautiful day.
All right.
Okay, I always like to talk about my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lead unto our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And I found out he does. He'll always direct your paths when you really trust. It's the word trust. Pardon? And when you trust the Lord, you have to put faith in him. And if, you know, the faith is very important. There's another scripture somewhere, faith without works is dead. And you got to have that belief first. Then you can really go places. I mean, you'll be going to heaven when you die and you won't have to worry. Or if you go up in the rapture, you don't have to ever die. You are going to go stay in heaven. And it's going to be a blast. I mean, y'all, when we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, I'm going to have you all pass the chicken. I think Kenny wanted the catfish. So, you know, the Lord's going to be with us, and we're going to be having a great time just praising his name. And that's
okay, let me try this song again, Ruth.
All right.
Can't explain how I feel. The love you have for me is unreal. I'm unfaithful to you all the time. I'm ashamed to say that out loud. I'm so sorry, Dad. And the midst of me doing you wrong. I hear your voice say no, daughter, wrong choice. But when I want what I want in that moment, and I make decisions I wish that I didn't, and I end up running right back to you.
Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have, or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth Prophecy, you would contact her by KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, KJV1611Ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible Prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer it to your subject line. And we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, that's P-A-Y-P-A-L.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, @gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now it is time to go into our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
All right, Ruthie, one more time.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
And that, once again, is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, which tells us that the fulfilling of the law is found in this one statement, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. And that's all we need to do. And we will fulfill the whole law by loving our neighbor. And our neighbor is anybody we get in contact with. It doesn't have to be just the person right next door to us or an apartment next door, or apartment above us, or apartment below us, whatever. But anybody we run in contact with is our neighbor, so love them as we would love ourselves. Then we fulfill the royal law. Once again, our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 14. Amen.
Amen. And if we love our neighbors as ourselves, one step farther, we would then also remember and do well to remember to love our enemies. Because then we'd be doing better than the world does, because the world loves those who love them. Amen. All right. We still got a little bit more music for you on the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, and then we're going to be getting into our Bible prophecy with Ruth. And so all right, and we're getting ready for our next song here. Amen. Be patient with us.
Yeah, you all got to remember patience.
I was saying earlier, you just have to learn to have faith. If you don't have faith, you're lost. So, you know, it's better to have some kind of belief. You have belief in Jesus Christ, Almighty God is His Father, and the Holy Spirit. You got everything. I mean, you're going to make it to heaven. You're going to spend eternity up there. You're going to have a blast. If you can't see right now, you're going to be able to have vision up there. I got bad legs. I'm going to have wonderful legs. I'll be able to run all over the place when I get there. So have faith. It's a wonderful concept. When we have faith, we can make it through anything. How's it going, honey? Everything okay? Kenny, all right?
Hey, Ricky, you know what?
Yes, Sal.
Okay. I got another song there for as soon as Emily says what she's going to say.
Go ahead, darling.
Kenny's got to have faith running that board over there so he don't end up beating it up.
Yeah, I was about ready to hit it with a sledge myself. I was trying to hit the same song over and over, and all, instead of playing the song, it hits the pause button. So he's trying to figure it out.
Well, we'll do this song for six. Here we go.
Let's do six. All right.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you'll later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny faithful, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side.
Give me that joy I can't explain. extra piece that'll ease my pain. Won't that love that'll have to change? Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody ready?
Oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong. Christ by faith,
oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New song.
Oh,
see, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
at first he started right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water.
Oh,
cloths for money and fame. Everybody got a title,
uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh.
Fall on our face,
uh-oh.
And ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain.
Yeah.
And it's a peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Nostrils of man, sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill.
Yeah.
And he's the God who wipes my tears, every father enough to pay all.
Give me that.
Give me that.
All of that.
Give me that.
Yeah.
All I can explain.
Woo! joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh,
professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time. Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1 Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
Also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth
and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
Is true Bible prophecy. Prophetical sensationalism by overzealous preachers during the last 60 years has done much to undermine and cast an unsavory cloud of disappointment upon the true value of prophetic preaching. Over the years, many have taken it upon themselves to approach the prophecies of the Bible in a personal and individual manner of interpretation, delving into name-calling and date-setting. This is contrary to the Word of God and always brings disrepute upon the self-made prophet and the Word of God. The Bible plainly says, now listen closely, this scripture, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's 2 Peter 1:20-21. It's very important, and there's more coming. During the lifetime of some of you listening to this, you remember when Mussolini took Libya and Ethiopia, and many Bible students declared Mussolini to be the Antichrist. At that time, it was said the Roman Empire was being revised and the soon coming of Christ was merely months away. Some folk even sold their farms, their houses, and much of their earthly possessions and gave them to the so-called prophets. But Jesus Christ still had not come. Much of the emotional fervor generated by place, date, and name-setting prophets was caused by private interpretation of the scriptures. Well, some denominations have been built upon prophetical speculation, and one hears many such declarations simply by turning the dial of the radio or selecting a channel on the TV. Yet nowhere in Scripture can most of those prophetic utterances be substantiated unless the so-called prophet alters the Scripture to suit his needs. Well, you better watch out for that one. Revelation chapter 22, I won't give this quote the verse right now, but I'm going to give you an idea of what it says. If anybody changes any of the Word of God, God is going to pour wrath on them. They're going to have plagues. I mean, they're not going to be playing around. In my opinion, King James Version is the only real Bible. The rest of them, they're just paraphrased. And I think that verse I'm talking about refers to them. They're not supposed to be using other versions. That's just my opinion. Some have gone so far as to find the USA in the name of Jerusalem. Others see USA in Isaiah chapter 18 and in the white horse rider of Revelation chapter 6 and the two-horned lamb of Revelation chapter 13, just to mention a few of the man-made speculations which are being pawned off on a curious population of unfamiliar Bible students. So we must come to the conclusion it is incorrect, prophetically speaking, to become involved in prophetical sensationalism, which is most always geared to a private interpretation of the Holy Bible. The Scripture most emphatically declares that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. 2 Peter 1:20. Such soapbox proclamations always bring humiliation, mistrust, disrespect, and sow the seeds of frightful dissension in the minds and hearts of the prophet's listeners. A common approach to Bible prophecy among many is they believe God never intended for man to understand the prophetic prophecies of the Bible. Whenever I've gone different places, going, you know, just to church and singing with my husband and doing some other things we do where he's preached other places and done stuff, that I see a lot of different people are confused about prophecy. They don't know much, so it's good that we're having something like this, and hopefully they can listen too. Okay, they typically declare, oftentimes from their pulpits, that prophecy is to remain a mystery. God did not intend anyone to understand prophetic utterances. To understand Bible prophecy, it has written in the pages of Holy Writ, one must understand that there were symbols, figures of speech, or typical language which is used. We must search for the literal interpretation it intends to convey. If taken literally as written, then there should be no problem in understanding the prophetic utterances of the ancient prophets as recorded in God's holy word. by the Holy Spirit. See, you're not supposed to be going off on tangents. You're supposed to be guided by the Word of God and read it. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. For instance, one popular small denomination specializes in prophetic interpretations. When prophecy is mentioned, immediately you think of them. They're presented by the international radio broadcast. They're very prone to changing very parts in the Bible to suit their interpretation. For example, they take the word year to mean a day, and a day is taken to mean a year. Does that make sense? Oh, this basis, 2,300 days of Daniel 8:14 are taken to mean 2,300 years. So 1,260 days of Revelation, chapters 11 and 12, are taken to be 1,260 years. This is one of their strong arguments to support their prophetic position. They are included in the evangelical camp of believers, even though they erroneously teach the prophetic scriptures. To my way of thinking, this is wrong and does no harm, more harm than good. Why would an intelligent God have the Holy Spirit record years when he means days? Get over it, people. Personally, I believe God means exactly what he says when he says that the wanton or the woman, at the woman, Revelation 12:6, is to flee into her place of refuge for 1,260 days. He surely doesn't mean 1,260 years. Get over it. So let's carefully watch so-called professional teachers interpret Bible prophecy, because the scripture says no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. 1 Peter 1:20, by all means don't change days to mean years. Oh, praise the Lord, we can read the word and the Holy Spirit shows us. Relative to understanding the interpretation of Bible prophecy, we must be aware of all prophecy that is in the vernacular of the prophet who wrote and the circumstances under which he spoke. We must take into consideration everything pertaining to his day and age, so we will give the true purpose of his predictions, such as the people to whom he wrote and the principal subject of his prophecy. With the workable knowledge of the manners, customs, and expressions of his day and the people he was associated with, there should be no misunderstanding about the message the prophet gave in his prophecy. It's just as simple. Always bear in mind that prophecy is pre-written history. God has all knowledge. In the third person of the divine Trinity, the Holy Spirit spoke to the prophets prior to their recording God's utterances. Now here's the scripture. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Therefore, the prophetic message is factual and can be relied upon completely, because where the private interpretation element is removed, then the Holy Spirit element becomes uppermost. Then to interpret Bible prophecy, we must endeavor to observe the law of double fulfillment. Over the years, it has been my desire to observe this law very carefully. Many prophetic preachers, seemingly, are unaware of this law, and they make the grave error of disregarding the historical fulfillment or the prophetic fulfillment. May I illustrate? Here's the scripture. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's Isaiah 61:1-2. In this portion of the prophetic scripture, we have a mentioning of the first and second advents of Christ in the same passage, with only a comma dividing the two statements, one from the other. For the average Bible reader, it would appear that the events would take place one right after the other. Yet we know that such is not true, because there has already been almost 2,000 years of time between the preaching of the acceptable year of the Lord and the future day of vengeance of our God. As we pursue this thought, let's read two more verses of Scripture relative to its fulfillment. Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, that's Christ, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. that sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he, Christ, began to say unto them, the synagogue congregation, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke 4:18-21. Please notice, my dear listener, Jesus Christ did not read the second part of the prophetic scripture. He was reading from the scroll of Isaiah, and he read only that part concerning his first coming. He did not read that part relative to his second coming, which will be the day of vengeance of our God, Armageddon. If he had read the second part, he would not correctly have declared that passage as being fulfilled in that day. Therefore, we must observe the law of double fulfillment, oftentimes one being historical and the other being the true prophetical one. Sometimes this is not true, but in many major prophecies it is. This dual law confuses many so-called prophetic teachers and has been responsible for much human speculation and outright sensationalism in times past. May we carefully examine the test of true Bible prophecy. Scripture, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. It came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. Exodus 16:11-13 in KJV. Moses was instructed of God to inform the Israelites that they would have flesh in the evening and they would have bread in the morning. This was a prophecy. Please bear in mind, the true test of any prophecy is its literal fulfillment. If the quail had not come up in the evening, and if manna hadn't fallen from heaven in the morning, then Moses would have been a false prophet. Yet, the quail came up seemingly of their own accord. It's true, it's a miracle, but it was the literal fulfillment of a prophecy, making Moses a true prophet of God. The manna, which fell was the bread God promised through Moses. The whole manner of supply was designed to prove that God was a great giver. He was the supplier of their needs. Thus God gave them meat and bread as prophesied by his servant Moses. Let's examine several situations in the Bible which concern prophecy. Please bear in mind prophecy is pre-written history and there is no element of inaccuracy with true Bible prophecy. The reason being the Holy Spirit wrote and directed the entire proceedings. That is when both the prophecy and the fulfillment are according to God's holy word. An important prophecy that most of us are familiar with is the virgin birth. Approximately 750 years before Christ's birth, the prophet Isaiah was most emphatic in his bold declaration that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah 7:14. In this verse, there's no historical fulfillment, only the future one. In other words, this verse does not offer a double fulfillment. That I mean, it does not see a virgin in Isaiah's day, and then another virgin later on will have a son. That's one of the verses which is not involved in the law of double fulfillment. This verse refers exclusively to only one virgin and to one virgin-born child, and it was fulfilled in this manner. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he, Joseph, called his name Jesus. Matthew 1:18-25. This wonderful incident bears out the fact that true Bible prophecy is pre-written history. There is not one element of speculation involved. Another messianic prophecy proclaimed in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New was proclaimed by the prophet Micah. Scripture, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2 KJV. Micah declared 700 years in advance that Bethlehem was to be the birthplace of the future Messiah. Remember, the true test of any prophecy is its literal fulfillment. All right, please note the fulfillment of this prophecy. Scripture, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Matthew 2:1. Doesn't that make your heart rejoice? Oh, yes, praise the Lord. Prophecy, when it's truly a part of the Word of God, is history pre-written. There's no element of chance of it being otherwise. Another interesting prophecy which has tremendous significance upon modern-day Christians is the one made by the angel Gabriel to Daniel concerning 70 weeks of years to be visited upon the Jewish people and the city of Jerusalem. Scripture, 70 weeks, 490 years, are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Daniel 9:24, KJV Bible. Now, 70 weeks, 49 years, were used in troublesome times for the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, as recorded by Ezra and Nehemiah. During this same time, a Jew by the name of Zerubbabel returned from the Babylonian captivity and was responsible for rebuilding the temple from the time the walls were completed, which included building the smaller temple. There was to be a space of 62 weeks or 434 years until Jesus Christ the Messiah would come into Jerusalem to be cut off, crucified. The 49 years plus the 434 years makes a total of 483 years. Subtracted from the original 490 years, leaves 7 years of the original 70 weeks of years to be fulfilled. Please observe how the future 7 years is yet to be used. May I caution you, please bear in mind the entire 70 weeks or 490 years is destined upon thy, Daniel's people, and upon thy holy city, Jerusalem. The tribulation period or remaining 7 years has nothing to do with the church. It's for the Jew and Jerusalem. Scripture. When ye the Jews therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, rebuilt temple, for this then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24, 15 and 21. The last segment of the original 70 weeks of years is to be visited between the ending of grace and the beginning of the earthly millennial kingdom. It's true, part of this prophecy, 69 weeks, 493 years, has been fulfilled, but there remains a future segment, 7 years, awaiting its proper placement in the overall plan of God, so the entire prophecy may have a final and complete fulfillment. One thing I would like to specifically point out relative to the church is that the church does not enter into or pass through any portion of Daniel's 70th week. I said it earlier in this lesson, and I want to say it again. The whole 490 years or 70 weeks are determined upon Daniel's people and upon the holy city. This prophecy in no way concerns the church in any sense. In fact, the church was not begun until after the 69th week, and it will be raptured before the 70th week begins. So it is incorrect to teach the church will pass through any part of the tribulation period. And I'll hit you again with that scripture, Revelation 3:10. I will keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come upon the world. So look it up, Revelation 3:10. Let's examine a prophecy relative to Jesus Christ's second advent. Please bear in mind, this was written by Jude about 66 A.D. Jude is looking into the distant future, and he is telling what will happen. Scripture, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude verses 14 and 15, because it only has one chapter. This prophecy refers to the second advent of Christ, when he returns with all the resurrected saints who shall have been raptured at least 7 years prior to this event, and includes also the angels of heaven who will accompany Christ to earth at that particular time. Scripture, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That's Matthew 25:31. Scripture, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he shall judge and make war. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 19:11-14. Here's a prophecy to Jesus Christ's second advent made in the first century A.D. and will eventually be fulfilled at that great cataclysmic event when the Son of God returns to this earth in mighty power and great glory. This is the true Bible prophecy. To help the average Christian and Bible student understand true Bible prophecy, there's a method which, when followed carefully, can be a real source of blessing and positive guidance to correct prophetic interpretation. This is A. Endeavor to understand prophecy as history written beforehand. In other words, accept the absolute truth that God has all knowledge, and therefore you can approach prophecy from the standpoint that God, who knows the end from the beginning, has pre-written certain events for our edification. B. Endeavor to give the same meaning to prophecy as you would to history. In other words, when you read a history book, you don't try to change it. You accept it, face value. Therefore, prophecy should be approached in the same frame of mind. Remember that God, who wrote it, wants you to understand it. C. When studying prophecy, do not look for hidden meanings. It's amazing how many unscriptural hidden plans and schemes some folk get out of Bible prophecy. They come up with all sorts of ideas while looking for hidden meanings. They ignore the plain, visible facts that God intended them to have. D. Do not think prophecy has to be fulfilled before it can be understood. The advantage of Bible prophecy is that the initial message can become most meaningful and helpful, even though the final fulfillment may be in the distant future. You can rely upon the fulfillment because the initial proclamation came from the Word of God. Therefore, the ultimate fulfillment is just as sure. In other words, Holy Bible is he only left you basic instructions before leaving earth. And it's really true. E. Endeavor to take all prophecy literally unless it is clear and above argument that it cannot have a literal meaning. In some isolated instances, this is God's way presenting a tremendous truth. Yet we are to endeavor to get the little truth conveyed to us even through figurative language is given. A perfect example of this rule is found in the 18th chapter of the book of Revelation relative to the destruction of Babylon. Some teach Babylon must be literally rebuilt, but if such is true, then the second coming of Jesus Christ is a long way off. Why do I make that statement? Because the rebuilding of the little Babylon has not begun. It's only an excavated tourist attraction. Will the fulfillment of the 18th chapter of Revelation wait for the rebuilding of an ancient Babylon? How can it? Rome, which is spiritual Babylon, which is symbolically portrayed in Revelation chapter 17 and 18, fulfills the prophetical Babylon. Exactly. The religion of ancient Babylon, which was embraced by Rome, permits the Bible to use figurative language in this instance. And yet the little truth is truly seen. F. Always endeavor to allow the Bible to be its own interpreter. As often as possible, and in every case, if we can do so, allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. A perfect example of this method is found in Revelation chapter 17, where it speaks of a woman who sits upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Revelation 17:3 in your KJV Bible. John further describes the scene by saying, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation 17, verses 4 through 5, KJV. One could become tremendously perplexed and confused if they started reading the books in any given library, endeavoring to determine who is the woman. We have the answer to the question, one simple verse of Scripture, by following the method of allowing Scripture to interpret Scripture. Here it is. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. That's Revelation 17, 18. It does not take a tremendous amount of research to examine the cities of this earth, endeavoring to find a great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. There's only one city in all the world which dominates the kings of the earth with dictatorial, political, and ecclesiastical power, and that city is Vatican City. If you will be honest in your thinking, you'll have to agree simply because it's indisputable fact. Ancient Babylon doesn't fit into the framework of this prophecy at all, but Vatican City does. So, as we come to the end of this lesson, let's become more interested in the subject of Bible prophecy, but at the same time, let us be able to distinguish between Bible prophecy and human speculation. With true Bible prophecy, there's no guesswork, simply because the rule of interpretation says, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. That's 2 Peter 1 and verse 20. Based upon that scripture, a simple yardstick of interpretation to follow is take the Bible literally, where it is at all possible. If symbolic, figurative, or typical language is used, then look for the little truth it intends to convey. And the next lesson will be the Satanic System.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, and so we are now got our mics open here at 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one during the conversation. We'll be glad to hear any final prayer requests, prayer praises, questions or comments, especially on the Bible prophecy that we just heard from Sister Ruth. And we do have six with us. So we heard from Emily earlier. So we're first going to let Six give a chance here and see what he, if he has any questions or comments. Your mic is open, Six, so all you got to do is unmute yourself.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. No, I don't have any questions. I'm going to have to go back and listen. I've been in the studio working, so I'm sure it was a great show, though. I'll have to go back and listen.
Okay. All right. Well, you missed out on a pretty good show there, Six, but that's all right. That's the beauty of the archives. And you want to tell people how they could go about getting into the archives or on getting it on – I believe it's Apple Podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, we're on Podbean. If you subscribe to Podbean Podcast, all you have to do is go in the search and type in Six Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES Radio, RADIO. And press search. It'll pull up, and at the top right corner, you'll press subscribe. Also, for Android and iPhone users, if you go to your podcast section on your phone that says podcast, in the search you type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES Radio, RADIO, and same thing when you press search, Six Eyes Radio will pull up, and at the top right corner press subscribe, and you will have Six Eyes Radio with you at all times. Thank you. And check back and play this show. Every Wednesday we have the Bible study. So play it back. All right.
And then, of course, Six, there's also, for those out there who may be legally or totally blind that use the Victor Trek, the newest tracker out there, all you have to do is go under the podcast section of your Victor Trek, and where it says look for new podcast, you could type in, you could put a space in there or not a space, it doesn't matter, either way, type in Six Eyes Radio, SIXEYES space RADIO or without the space, and you hit the search, and it will give you the Six Eyes Radio Network right there that you could get, and then just hit you want to add that podcast to your feed, and you will have it. And then every time a new podcast comes up, Sunday through Saturday, as soon as it comes in, it will alert you that the podcast is there, and then all you got to do is download it to your SD card of your tracker, and you can keep that podcast.
That's right. And you'll have the latest episode. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, especially because I know people are working, they're getting off work, they're doing other things. But that's the beauty of always having these shows archived and also in the podcast section, be it your Victor Track or your Android, your iPhone. This your podcast section. or any other podcast services you subscribe to. We're with you whenever you need us.
Amen. All right, and so, Six, we're going to have you. Ruthie opened us in prayer, and since you're with us, we're going to let you give us a closing prayer.
Right,
and I
pleasure.
Just want to say hello to Big Bro.
Hello, Sister Emily. How are you?
Trying to be good.
Good. We'll continue. All right. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing, continue to do for us, each and every one of us, blessing our endeavors, helping us get rid of procrastination because it's definitely needed. Get rid of that, bury it, never exhume it again. And just everything that we do, continue to bless our works of our hands, bless our resources, bless our family, keep us all healthy and strong. Pray for all the ills of the world to get better. Praying for mankind, the world that encompasses everybody, my family, your friends, my friends. Praying for the world. More love is needed, and God bless. Thank you.
All right, and just want to remind folks about tomorrow night's show. We will have Dr. Doug Quick with us once again on the show for the Jumbo Braille program. We hope you'll join us, 9 p.m. And then, of course, Friday night we have the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. Does Six get the good buzzer or the bad buzzer on Friday night? 9 p.m., Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show, the open programming on Saturday, and then, of course, Sunday gospel show, 1 p.m., then on Monday, the Monday motivational at 9 p.m., and then the new and improved Word of the King, 8 p.m. on Tuesday. So, and then, of course, we come back to the next Wednesday at 7 p.m., right here, only at the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're glad to have you for each and every one of the programs here, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless, good night, and for all of us, we say, have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.